But what's the big picture of all that? I mean, why study such horrific stuff? Well, the lesson is this. The big picture is God is absolutely powerful. We can make a personal application. It's fear not. What we're supposed to do is resist the powers of darkness because the battle was already won. Christ has already triumphed over the devil himself and all of his hosts. And because of that, we are more than conquerors through Christ. But what the scriptures tell us is that we have something that we're supposed to do in resisting him. And in Ephesians chapter 6, we're introduced to the idea that we have the sword of God's Spirit, which is the Word of God, that we need to believe and we need to memorize and we need to have ready to use it by quoting the truth of God when we're tempted. In fact, you know what the fascinating truth of the verse we all know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Do you know the context of those words? Jesus was facing the devil himself, the most powerful created being in the universe. And he was looking him in the face. And Jesus said to him, as a man, I don't live just by bread. I live by every word of God. And Jesus defeated the devil three times just by quoting from Deuteronomy 8 that he had memorized as a child. You know, I said a while back in a message, and you'll hear it again, but our adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion, and we're supposed to have the sword of the Spirit. If you were facing off with a lion this morning, a terrible one, how long a sword would you want to have? I would say the longest one possible that you could handle. And what's amazing is if a good, healthy sword, a comprehension of the scriptures we need to know about the truth of God is about this long, let's say it's 25 verses long. How many verses do you have at your command this morning that you can in a moment speak and say them aloud and believe them and say them backwards and forward because you have memorized and meditated those scriptures? You have 25? Do you have 12? Do you have 6? Do you know what most believers face their adversary, the devil, who is a roaring lion coming to devour them? They're holding on to a verse or two, and to me it's like a thumbtack. And they're poking at the devil with their thumbtack when they could, instead of spending their whole life being entertained or amused or playing or watching or keeping up with whatever in cyber world, they could be learning how to handle the sword of the Spirit. Do you know why there's so many defeated Christians that are just strewn along the pathway of life and they're just going nowhere and doing nothing and they don't look very much dissimilar from lost people? Do you know why? Because they haven't heeded what Paul said in Ephesians 6. So, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, the shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now you may be seated for 4 minutes, and here we go. The armor of God is the only way we withstand those horrific warriors of the devil. Now, this whole chapter we're looking at, the context of it is not demonology. The context is the redemption of humans. That's what chapter 8 started. Remember, the chapter divisions in the Bible didn't come along until the 12th century after Christ. The Archbishop of Canterbury put him in to help his people read through the Bible in a year. And he divided it into 1,189 chapters. His name was Stephen Langton. Then a printer, a businessman, came along 3 centuries later and said, to print all these people getting their Bibles, I'm going to put little verse numbers in there to help my printers track with where it's supposed to go on the page. And his name was Robert Estienne. And so you do not interrupt the message of the Bible just because of the verse and chapter divisions. Those are artificially placed in as a tool. So actually chapter 9 started in chapter 8 with all these trumpets that are being blown. And if you remember, the fifth angel sounded a trumpet. It's just the fifth of all these trumpets we learned in the last chapter. And all of them are about repenting. Repenting because God's the only one that can give you life, and He's the only one that has the breath of life, and He's the only one that can give you the water of life, and He's the only one that brings the light of life to our souls. But in this, the fifth one in chapter 9, He says, repent. Only God can protect you from them, from the devil, from the demons, from the destroyer. But they're not even the worst. Only God can protect you from hell. Do you know what the Bible says? Anybody that dies with their sins on them has to suffer the payment of the wrath of God because of His justice. He repays all sin with wrath unless the sins are removed. While we're alive, not in purgatory, because there is no purgatory. That's an invention from the 9th century. That's never in the Bible or anywhere else. It was invented as a way to sell indulgences. Okay, so there's no purgatory. Jesus didn't know about it. The Bible doesn't know about it. Anybody that dies, that ends their conscious, earthly, physical existence covered with sins, kind of like a wool suit and a cat in the house, and it just gets on you and you can't get it off, and there's no sticky little thing to get the sins off like you can buy it at the store. Only one thing removes sin on us, and that's Jesus Christ, who redeemed us with His blood. So the message of Revelation 9 is not get afraid of the destroyer, Abaddon, Apollyon, demon. The message is only God can protect you from the devil, the destroyer, demons, and hell. And there is a Redeemer, and that's what He came and died to do.